experts. U.S. President Joe Biden held a short two-plus-minute news conference Thursday morning detailing a U.S. counterterrorism mission in northwestern Syria, in which special forces took out Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureishi, the leader of ISIS. President Biden said he directed the Department of Defense to take precautions to minimize civilian casualties.
Our team is still compiling the report, but we do know that as our troops approach to capture the terrorist in a final act of desperate cowardice, he, with no regard to the lives of his own family or others in the building, he chose to blow himself up, not just to the vest, but to blow up that third floor rather than face justice for the crimes he has committed.
The president said there were no U.S. casualties. Witnesses said U.S. special forces landed in helicopters and assaulted a house, clashing for 2 hours with gunmen. Directly after the news conference, President Biden left for the U.S. city of New York, New York, to talk about expanding the crackdown on untraceable guns. Mr. Biden will announce new initiatives during the trip, where he'll also showcase his plan on working with state and local law enforcement to get guns and repeat shooters off the streets. The administration wants to focus on firearms trafficking along the so-called Iron Pipeline of the East Coast. The effort comes as police departments across the nation fight surging gun violence that's left a trail of bloodshed already this year. He will also stop at a school to meet with violence intervention leaders. For more on these or any of the stories of the day we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. The European Union is working on a joint response to the letter which many of its member countries received from Russia earlier this week, asking for security guarantees, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Thursday. Von der Leyen told reporters on a visit to Helsinki that Russia is challenging the European security architecture.
We have in the treaty the Article 42.7, which is clear solidarity among us in any case and in any respect. And I just wanted to emphasize this. The challenge that Russia is posing to the European architecture touches all of us, all 27 member states, and we will be solidarity. We will show solidarity with each other. That's what the European Union is all about.
Finland, which shares the EU's longest external border with Russia and is not a member of US-led NATO, has looked with growing concern at its neighbor's increasing aggressiveness. Russia has forced the US-led NATO alliance and the 57-member Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe to negotiate over regional security by building up around 100,000 troops near Ukraine while denying it plans to invade. Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz signed a memorandum of understanding with his Bahraini counterpart in the capital of Manama Thursday after the two nations normalized ties in 2020. Gantz called the agreement, quote, a new high point, end quote, in the country's relationship that will help protect other countries in the region. The memorandum is Israel's second with an Arab nation after Gantz signed one with Morocco last year. The visit comes at a time of growing tensions in the region, fueled by the unraveling of the international nuclear deal with Iran and the ongoing war in Yemen. The European Union's medicines regulator said Thursday it would soon rule on an application to approve Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 booster shots for teens ages 16 and 17, with younger ages expected to follow. The European Medicines Agency in October approved the Pfizer-BioNTech booster shots for all people 18 and older, followed by a similar decision to back Moderna's vaccine shortly afterwards. Sweden said Thursday it would lift most of its coronavirus restrictions February 9th as the pandemic enters a whole new phase with the highly contagious but milder Omicron variant. Among the domestic restrictions that will be lifted are the 11 p.m. closing for bars and restaurants and limits on crowd numbers. Investigators in Argentina raced Thursday to track down laced cocaine and remove it from circulation after 20 people died and dozens were sent to the hospital poisoned. Officials fear the toll may rise with the discovery of people who did not make it to the hospital in time. Health authorities issued an epidemiological alert Wednesday after a sudden flurry of deaths in three poor western suburbs of Buenos Aires. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Music now, VOA 1.
You know, you don't really